Word has gotten out that Western Wisconsin horse rescuer Sandy Gilbert has a soft spot for the majestic creature.
I've gone to town to run errands. I come home, there are horses, no note, no nothing. Horses standing in the driveway or in the corral. We are flooded with unwanted horses.
Gilbert runs refuge farms in St. Croix County. Last year, she found homes for more than 180 horses. This year, she's only found homes for around 90. And even going for a horse ride reveals the desperation of some owners.
We have the Oak Valley Trail ride by my house. We now padlock our horse trailers because when you go for your trail ride, you come back and there are horses in your trailer.
For help, Gilbert has teamed up with a North Carolina veterinarian who spent his professional life working with wild horses.
What has happened to the wild horse has caused our problems on the domestic side.
Dr. Don Hoagland says the 1971 Wild Horse Act protected free-roaming horses until 2005. Then the law was changed to allow slaughter of excess wild horses.
When that bill hit Congress, it allowed the Department of Interior to open up potential commercial avenues for the flesh of certain horses in the wild horse group that were already in captivity. Those horses could then go to slaughter. I will tell you, none have gone to slaughter because of the uproar of the wild horse advocacy.
And it riled up a new group of horse advocates who called for a law that banned domestic slaughter. While Hoagland says he personally would never slaughter one of his own horses, the slaughter ban eliminated an option for those who believed frail horses could be used for research, human consumption, zoo meat, or fertilizer.
When we stop the slaughter of the domestic horse side and horses going either to Canada or Mexico and the three meat harvesting plants in the United States were closed, we start to see numbers rise, not just the unwanted free-roaming horse, but the domestic side horse.
A bill to stop the trucking of horses to Canada and Mexico for slaughter has been introduced in Congress. And rightly so, says the director of Minnesota's Humane Society. Howard Goldman says 99,000 horses were exported for slaughter last year, and videotapes of the trip are brutal to watch.
Animals are transported oftentimes with no food or water for 24 hours. It shows the workers whipping the horses in their faces, forcing them into the trucks, which were not designed for horses. They were designed for cattle, bringing them to the slaughterhouses. This is cruelty. It's barbarism at its worst.
Goldman says there's agreement that humane euthanasia and sterilization programs are good options. Dr. Hoagland wants more prisons to take wild horses. He led the effort in 1994 to rescue 2,000 vulnerable wild horses from the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. For many years, he matched wild horses with prison inmates who learned to tame and bond with their own wild horse.
They are taught to learn how to handle that very violence that often brought them into prison.
But there aren't enough prison programs, and adoption opportunities are dwindling because of the bad economy. Sandy Gilbert had to turn down a dozen Palominos about to lose their pasture because refuge farms is full.
At the farm right now, I have riding horses that are registered, and I can't find good homes for free.
Gilbert says those in the horse industry need to figure out how to cut down the number of horses born. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.